Okay, football Afrique now we don't carry come again. And this time around, Amo, you know, easy. You know, easy for Naija football. You know, easy for African football. For football Afrique today, we're going to look at the African teams which represent Africa for the World Cup. We talk of the Black Stars of Ghana. We talk of the Atlas Lions of Morocco. And the African champions themselves, the Teranga Lions of Senegal. Not forgetting the indomitable Lions of Cameroon. In a lion plenty for Africa. Cameroon and Tunisia. Tunisia then they be... Okay, they be Eagles. Carthage Eagles.
They'll be Lions.
They look the friendly matches where they just play. And some of them play two games. Some of them play with some kind of strong country. Some of them play with some kind of Kekeyebu boys and all of that. So we'll look at the friendly matches and then we'll see... With this leg, we don't see from their friendlies how far she Africa will get hope for the World Cup. Africa best showing for World Cup now, quarterfinals. Ghana and Cameroon, and then do that one for us for 2010 and 1990. And then we will come for plus 234. Can't talk about Super Eagles because Super Eagles themselves play friendly matches. Yes, I say matches because, I mean, play Algeria Team B before they come play Algeria Team A. If you like, it also that one when they play against Team B, no follow. Now match, we say now match. The one they play against Team B and the one they play against Team A. We'll look those friendly matches, but what we'll go concentrate on for that Super Eagles matter. Now the matter of goalkeeper. Because let's say since after Carl Ikeme, voila, they for that goalkeeper department. Now dear, I will say welcome to the episode 2. Of Football Afrique and plus 234. My name Nasawa Dino and my main guy Timmy Tanda here with me. Why did not you like?
What's up?
Like Agama.
What's up? Yes, you mean they talk about African countries.
Yes.
I don't know where we want from start from.
We'll start from African countries, but for now, IDB.
You mean they talk about African countries, and you they look the five countries that we don't go, where they go to
World Cup.
Where
they go to World Cup, yes.
All of them don't show face before for World Cup. So
all of them don't show, yeah.
I don't go expect, say, somebody like Tunisia go as far as quarterfinal. Because we know where they reach.
Why?
Because we know the kind of players where they
and
get.
True. Tunisia, they don't qualify for second round before.
I doubt. I don't know if you remember, but I know, say, most of the time, our group say they always end. The only countries where we say, if you look now, talk, say, okay, even this AFCON we just finished early this year.
Yeah.
Somehow we know, say, by luck,
they
use beat us.
That quarterfinals.
We know. So, if you calculate, say, okay, Africa countries will make Africa proud, for inside Qatar, you're not going to mention Tunisia. I don't know whether... Because say, in Arabian country and all those kinds, whether climate favor them, all those ones, I don't know. But me, I know, say, Tunisia out of it. Okay. I don't feel the reason
you
Tunisia.
You know, go count, say, make you reason Tunisia matter.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Now, if you go, Congo look Ghana friendly against Brazil.
Yes.
Sawa, you go know, say, Africa is not ready. People, they talk, say, Ado, Otto Ado, he use... you know, use the right starting 11. I don't know whether not the right starting 11. I don't know whether not the wrong starting 11.
Or the left one.
Oh, exactly. But what do we see against Brazil?
But the truth now say...
And those two countries I don't mention, they play Brazil.
They play Brazil. Brazil, you know, say Brazil, they a group where you get African country. Cameroon, they Brazil group for the World Cup.
Yeah.
So that now why they play some African teams.
Just to test.
Know, just to know us, African football will take B. You know, say normal level. Like say, maybe Niger qualify. Maybe now them and Niger for the knock on this friendlies. But then, you been mentioned something about Ghana. Yes, Ghana, we know, say Ghana, their engine room. I'm Thomas Partey.
Yes, we know. Everybody know.
And Thomas Partey know. In fact, the reason why Ghana knocked Nigeria come off for that Nations Cup, apart from say Nigeria not do well, Thomas Partey waited for that middle.
Yeah.
Cause play problem. Amenities. So now for these friendly matches, Thomas Partey no play. If he give Ado excuse, because apart from Thomas Partey, I mean, I don't see any reason why
that's
they
the
say
nobody
have
team with the play. Now the point be that, yes, they don't bring in Inaki Williams. They won't bring in other players. At the whether Lamptey,
Brighton, Ketty yourself.
Yeah, all those players. Then they just won't try those ones. Maybe say they feel so they go feel call. Even Callum Hudson Odoi. Yeah, Callum Hudson Odoi itself. Then they try to one reason. But somehow the point why they try and make now say, even when Partey play, I don't know whether I'm me. I know they try one reason based on say I be Nigerian.
Okay,
Ghana no play anything against us.
They don't play now. Now
they
just give them the ticket.
Yes. home and away. So the only shots we then get on target. Now, shot if you say, if I dey post, I go catch.
Yeah, my mother go catch him. My mother go catch that ball.
If I want to raise this Ghana team, what I don't see, from AFCON to the World Cup qualifier where they play against Nigeria. To the friendly match where they play now, where they test players, so you know, give me that ginger, say they go do well or they go make Africa name or make that stage or carry that Sabines go as far as possible.
Give us that 2010.
Yeah,
vibe,
based
Pagana,
on the kind
Pagana.
Of players we then get. So you look their strikers, apart from their U brothers, who again?
This guy.
The one with the Roma.
Gian. Afena Gian.
Maybe, but not Smalley.
Not small boy.
So, I know they look down, say, Ghana no go fit do anything. Yes, surprises fit day for World Cup, all those kind of stuff. But you mentioned Thomas Partey. Apart from Thomas Partey, okay, Mohamed Kudus. Where the Ajax now, where they try one do one or two.
And this Leicester guy,
Amate. Lamte, where they talk about, I don't know whether Ingo come Greek, finally to come play for Ghana.
Yeah.
All those players where they come from other countries.
Yeah.
I know of Inaki Williams, say, okay, that one a star boy away from Athletic Bilbao, where he do tints for Ghana. But, so I woke up now, you know, may not be like, say, I dey wish them. But we use the past World Cup to take judge African countries. Remember 2018, sir, so we've been talking, say, Salah the hot. Salah enter Champions League final. He go carry Egypt, go. What happened?
But we know, say, Salah been get injury just
but,
before
but
that
But he played the World Cup.
Not just one match he play.
But he played
the last match.
That's the point I'm making, Salah. So, the point with me, I try to make now, say, more not to put hope for these teams than when we say we know, say, no strong. Normally,
yeah,
they're no strong. Tunisia, Ghana, I know to say they will give us that vibes. They will give us that ginger. Say they will carry African name, go far, carry our continent flags, go as far as quarter final, semi final. No. If I want to pick team, I don't see Cameroon, I don't see Senegal. At least those ones they try. Maybe you will want to say, okay, out of this Cameroon and Senegal.
And Tunisia and Morocco.
So, even Morocco.
You know, say group now, another thing.
Morocco.
Make we sharply see the group.
Okay.
Senegal, they like saying, I didn't get maybe the cheapest group.
Yeah, that's why they give them that chance
you
of
understand?
Going far.
Because them, they deal with Ecuador, they deal with Qatar, they deal with Holland. If you remove Holland, and then maybe more no underrated Qatar because Qatar,
their
preparation, maybe host country, and their preparation don't take.
They don't
prepare for almost 4 years now, you know, with this team. So, but if you look among the strength of, paper strength, say, okay, Senegal ranking and all of those things, you could say Senegal and Holland. But then, Ecuador, a South American team, and Qatar, and then be host country. So that group, they're tricky.
It is very tricky. But then, you look that Senegal squad and you look the kind of players you then get. Then get Bourgogne's players. We say Koulibaly, Sadio Mane, then get Mendy.
Players we don't want for the biggest level.
You understand? They don't win Nations Cup that they be the current champion of the Nations Cup. So, if I thought they won't go Flokbo, no be against Qatar. If I thought they won't go Fulham, no be against Ecuador. You understand? Maybe against Netherlands, yes, based on say Netherlands, then they're very strong at this point in time. They play, then they inform. But our African champion, African player of the year, they inside that squad. When they talk about Sadio Mane, when we say they play for Bayern Munich, when they talk about Aliou Cisse, we don't go World Cup before their coach. So they know
men the best European group two seasons ago.
Not be saying that they carry newbies or players will be saying they know to get name. Players will be saying they know to get popularity in terms of players, whether opponents know them.
Yeah.
They get those players. So for me, I feel say Senegal are the only team maybe say I feel look at and say truly. Yes, then get that ginger to go as far as possible. And based on the group where they did, a very cheap group where we say, apart from Holland, if you collect 6 points against Qatar and Ecuador, if you even collect 4 points, still qualify.
Yeah.
Based on how you take play Netherlands for your maybe for the game where you get against Netherlands, if you collect 5 points or thereabouts. So if you say Senegal, they in that pole position. I go won't choose Cameroon, but you know, Cameroon, that team will be saying, you don't know the kind of team where they will carry come nations,
the leg will carry come.
Because if you come tournament, play good match, the first one, Congo flop for the second one, lose third match, all those kind of stuff. But considering the fact, say, they get former footballers as coach and also
administrator,
maybe that one will help them.
Okay.
And maybe they will fit still do something for inside their group. But looking at, so far, these five African countries, Morocco fits spring surprise. I'll not go surprise if they spring surprise. But I will still stick my neck out. Say the likes of Senegal and Cameroon. Namibia sure bet.
Morocco, they Canada, their group, then they Croatia, their group, and of course they did the same group with Belgium.
It's not bad for Morocco.
Well, the group they very tricky because Croatia they in form. Make we know forget.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Croatia they in form.
Belgium not too.
Qualify for
UEFA
Nations League final. I think
semi-final.
So. Finals. Now the playoffs. I mean, they call them final stage. Now top four, anyways. Mm. I think they top their group. So Morocco, Canada. Croatia
let
and
get,
Belgium.
Let get points. Belgium way, let get points against Belgium.
A lot of people don't they tip.
They're not too strong like before.
But we Morocco, I think, they play some friendly matches. They beat Chile 2-0. You know, for one of the friendly games where they play for this window.
They play two South Americans. I think
they play two South American teams.
Paraguay
yes,
and
they play Paraguay 0-0 and then beat Chile. They beat Chile 2-0. In fact, I then get arguably the best, the most impressive result for all the teams. If you look the strength of the team that Senegal play, because Senegal also win one match and also draw one match as well. Mm. They beat Bolivia 2-0, then they can't draw against Iran.
I hope Senegal do something. I hope because. Recently, at the yesterday, carry a new coach, one of their own, for inside their league, that side. See, my fear for Morocco is always that Oyinbo go say they flatter to deceive. Mm. They go get big players, big name players. Ashraf Hakimi. They go get Ziyech Fino play. I don't know whether this coach will invite them now, finally.
Not settle their problem.
Exactly. So, the point is, you don't know the kind of leg where they will carry come, just like Cameroon too.
Yeah.
Because if you say Morocco, now that kind of thing we say Arab country, but not only Africa, they always like to show their strong powers. They know for world stage, would they hardly see them, especially for World Cup stages.
Even those years, they didn't get them.
Haji them. Chipo, would they hardly see them? Mm. So, like I talk for Tunisia, and I saw I go talk for Morocco. Mm. My fear for them is, what did they go bring come? What did they go feed do? If I go rate between those two Arab countries now, between Morocco and Tunisia, I go say maybe Morocco if he gets slight edge based on say they get good players better than Tunisia. Tunisia not really get any big name player away. Yeah. If he say I look up to them. But for Morocco, Moku hope say they go fit do something for African continent.
Finally, make we just look Cameroon. You don't really talk of Senegal. You say you know, get hope for Tunisia and Ghana.
Yeah.
Make we just look at Cameroon because Senegal, we don't see their group. Cameroon go deal with Switzerland, they go deal with Serbia, and then they go deal with a team where, if you ask me, nobody won't really play against this period, Brazil. Yeah. Because Brazil, they are all no good. Then put out for Ghana body 3-0. Put out for Tunisia body 5-1. All right, you're the put out for everybody body. As in, they collect it no good for Brazil. Huh? But Cameroon, the way they qualify, apart from saying that they host Nations Cup, they can't finish third.
Mm.
Remember, say Algeria beat them for first leg for home.
Yes.
They can't go Algeria.
Go beat them.
Go beat them too.
And now 9 minutes goal.
9 minutes goal. So
on the base, fighting, on the base of saying a lock. On the base of saying they fight their
fight.
Way.
So that fighting
you know, say,
spirit.
You know, say,
bring them against Switzerland, Serbia, and Brazil.
You know the funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even Eto, I read some of his quotes recently. He talks say, you know, say they're not supposed to qualify. No, because critically, if you look at them, you lose for house.
You don't lose for home against Algeria.
You don't the chop goal against the same team. Last minute mistakes from Algeria and I cost you where you scored 2 goals.
Mm.
Yes, we want to talk same mistake now they bring goal. But last, you look this their group sour. Switzerland now, then be you know this dark horse where they say they go just one post and stand for your Gary. Let me see then get big squad where we say they go feel threatening. But when then they play together as a team, it is always hard for you to beat them.
Jacquerie, and
you
the
understand?
Rest of them.
They get that solid team where we say they always play together. Yeah. So now my worry for Cameroon say if they go fit come out from this group, maybe they go far. That is if they go fit come out.
Yeah.
Because you look like we talk Brazil. I know if you say Cameroon, Brazil, say Cameroon go be Brazil. Yeah, I know if it's not talk like that.
My conscience no agreement.
The only place where they look say okay, maybe they go fit do something in Serbia. But no more, no forget Serbia, another European strong country. Team where we say that they play against the likes of England, that they play Germany, and that they hold their own.
Yeah.
Portugal and them top Portugal come out from their group,
For
of World qualifiers Cup. For World Cup. So they're not be my team. So we're gonna understand, say this group of Cameroon they either then fight their way and know they wait for say that they wait for luck or 9 minutes go to take qualify, or then flock ball, like Tunisia and maybe Morocco and Ghana.
Okay, now so just a bit. Make we just sharply wrap up the friendly results where these African teams play for this window. Of course, we tell you say Ghana played 2 matches. Brazil beat them 3-0. All those 3 goals come for first half.
So who is Nicaragua?
Nicaragua, na country name, you know, yeah. Nicaragua, just like
Ghana
Papua New Guinea. Ghana, they go World Cup, they play Nicaragua for friendly match. My brother, Chale. where did they save? So that's all. Ghana, at least Ghana win one, lose one. For Morocco, Morocco beat Chile 2-0, and then they come play 0-0 with Paraguay. South American countries, now they play, because for their group for World Cup, then they with South American team also talk about okay, Morocco play with North American team, rather.
Canada.
They're
supposed to be Canada.
Appearance. Mm. So other results from the African teams, where we see Bolivia then lose to Senegal. Very impressive result, if you ask me. Bolivia lose to Senegal 2-0. Then Senegal can't draw with Iran 1-1. For Tunisia, Tunisia don't beat Comoros. Comoros now African country. We knock Ghana for Nations Cup, I think.
Yeah.
Then when they come meet Brazil, the kind of teams that they go meet for World Cup. My brother in Kolewiti no good. Brazil in first call. Tunisia equalized. Two good headers. Though. In fact, that header we what it be named? Rafinha, the first goal we score. It just reminds me of that Robin Van Persie World Cup goal. We use head height goalkeeper. Now, the kind goal, go watch that goal where Rafinha scored against Tunisia. Tunisia equalized with sweet header too. From that moment, Brazil. Brazil change up for them. It's no good. 5-1. Now, in that match.
But so critically, now, you look all these
results
now. You should say most of the countries where they go walk up, where African teams play.
Cameroon play two matches, lose two matches. The one which shocked me now, Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan. Leave Korea. Korea own different.
And
Uzbekistan.
And we thought say we won't get hope for Cameroon, buddy.
My brother. Well, I don't know whether you get hope. But before the World Cup, we will try to do another countdown for the African team. So, now, so I take B for Football Africa today. Make we carry our kaya enter plus 2, 3, 4. Because the talk say, before you come out the chinkini, this the way the person eye, come out the plank with your own eye face. Because, hey, I get one friend, the name is Eteka. Eteka, if I go carry, I get bow leg like me, but own big pass my own. If I carry Eteka, put for Super Eagles go post. Eh? Eteka go do better pass all Super Eagles goalkeeper after Kali came. I need a joke. I get another friend named Etafia. You need to keep again. I don't see goalkeepers, young boys. Yes, at the hype, when I hype, at the hype like this. But waiting at the talk all this thing to talk, see. Where we go see better goalkeeper for this Nigeria? Where we won't see better goalkeeper? Nigeria play two friendly matches. One against Super Eagles team B. Algeria team B. The second one, Chan team. The second one against Algeria team A. We played 2-2 with the team B. The team A then beat us yesterday. Yeah, so if you talk, say referee, not try you.
That one day.
But
you're not going to use that one as an excuse.
Make we talk about that friendly game first of all.
But we'll start from the goalkeeper, Abi.
No, we'll start from the friendly results.
Okay,
first
the friendly results. Well, for me, friendly not friendly. I know you don't think you take out anything from friendly apart from, say, may players play together, may you see how they go feel gel and all those kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Coach go want know in tactics, how players go feel understanding tactics on top of field of play. That one day, that one normal. I need to want to do testing, that kind of thing. I know, the result no pain me.
Yeah.
Because for me, I feel say friendly matches not supposed to be the one you say you'll carry for head.
Do or die. In fact, this guy don't lose all in three friendly matches when he don't coach.
But how you lose the friendly match, now be the Coco.
Yeah.
Now, against the Chan players of Algeria, who will play, will be not the lead by 2-1. Mistake from goalkeeper. That one, Adele and I caused that one.
Yeah.
He give them penalty. More or less, not be even goalkeeper said that one. I think it was Calvin Bassi.
Okay,
now do that, now he caused that penalty.
Yeah.
But the point where they even try and make that says, result more, no look the result, more look how the players perform on top field of play.
Yeah,
now Nigeria, will talk about it. Nigeria, will say for the last three matches before now, they don't always beat us.
They beat us
since 2016. The last time we'll be there in 2016,
yeah,
we won't qualify for World Cup. I think even the one we go build them for home grounds, FIFA overturned.
Because of, I think, Shehu or so.
Somebody will play when they're supposed to play. Now, the point we say, friendly not friendly.
Yeah.
And Nigeria, they play away from home.
Yeah.
More or less, Nigeria gets support, home fan, blah, 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 whatever. That will work for them. But Sawa, away from the result, we could talk about the performances of the players.
Yeah.
Sawa, for me, the two matches are rubbish. Because the first match, the coach tried a set of players who we say he never see before. Talk about Taiwo Awoniyi, talk about Godwin Savior, talk about Maduka Okoye, Wakey,
Duru, and the rest of them.
So our first goal we will chop against Algeria Chan Eagles. No, this one will be foreign based players. So, waiting Maduka Okoye, they think when in depots.
That's the boy, girl. He won't leg work.
Stop that nonsense. No, because If one look result, we fit paint the result say 2-2-2-1.
Yeah,
you know bad. But if you look the match, sawa, now I saw. What in our boys play? Okay, moku migrate say you collect pass from your defender.
And your defender they wait for the far left side.
And you want play
the turn pass.
You don't want play tum-tum-a-bi.
You don't want play. You don't want play. Out.
Okay. So sawa, what thing you want to do?
Wait. Why you not give him the return pass?
No, sawa, wait, before the return pass, what thing be want to do?
I tell you, I been tell you say na star boy.
You don't know. Stop that rubbish.
Timina, fine
stop,
boy.
Stop that rubbish.
Fine.
Because for me, I don't understand how you want to impress your coach. The first time you say you want show yourself for your new coach, you're gonna do this kind of blunder. And you call yourself international goalkeeper when they keep for Watford. You don't show any responsibility at all. For me, I feel say maybe they even bench him. If possible, maybe they not invite him again.
Okay.
Because this now very, as in schoolboy era, we say we see they try to warn, bring him back into the Super Eagles squad based on the mistake we make
for
against
squad.
Tunisia for nation squad. Now you can't do this one. Which kind of face you want to take save yourself? That one don't pass. So Moku can't come to the individual players then for the real match against Algeria.
Yeah.
I go name 7 players how we no play that match.
Okay.
If I go pick out any player we do well
against
Algeria for both legs, Alex Iwobi. Number one. Because why? The guy put body for ball. He did put the passes. He did give them the passes. The one way surprised me pass our now the fact say the coach see say these boys don't they play. I don't know what thing in come out or what can achieve from the first half. If you look at our goals, our now what's the record for tennis on first error? More or less nine that goal from comp.
Yeah.
Our first goal against Algeria.
Yeah.
Because the person who's supposed to score the goal, nobody scored the goal.
Yeah.
Kelechi Iheanacho, we can't even still get star status. We can't they shine small for the match. Can't they play unnecessary shots? Sawa for
alone,
what?
Alone, only in one. Can't they shoot? From who, everywhere they shoot.
We want impress.
You shoot one or two, we yes, they're on point.
But
can't they shoot? They shoot. Everybody.
Now, for what?
I tweet them, I thought, say, we just get collection of talented players.
When do they play together?
When do they play as a team?
That's the point.
Kelechi go hold up. Three people go open. Oga pass ball. Bam! They shoot. Yes, you shoot one or two where we say normal level. People go clap, say, nice one, nice one, Casey. Nice one. But Abba, I can't shoot again. Then you go kind of see individual play. Zaidu San.
Hey! Sawana, there they won't go. Because I be they talk about say I want single out Iwobi.
Yeah.
I want single out
Calvin Bassey. Not only those two players.
Those ones, then try.
Yeah.
Maybe you go talk, say, this guy safe won't try. Because Lookman, Ademola Lookman. On and
me,
off.
Apart from those one or two go far.
Yes.
Those
maybe,
highlights.
Just maybe. Terem Murphy, maybe because of the goal win score. Yeah. Maybe. Kelechi Iheanacho, like you talk, the shots when they play. But Sawa, worst players on top of the field of play. First off, what is Zaidu Sanusi they do? That guy they play for Porto. Sawa no be Champions League team. Champions
that
League.
That guy kill like three attack.
Champions League team. Sawa, in crosses were awful. In passes, no, they make sense.
You almost give them one for that Christmas.
In one and two, when they play with Moses Simon, nonsense. I don't understand how he take play 90 minutes for that game. I don't understand. Now, more leave Zaidu Sanusi. Kelvin Akpoguma. In clamor, say, he won't play center back. So I don't know which that guy play for center back. Because for the life of me, as a center back, he gets some kind of things we say you go to do. When we say you go no say yes, okay, this guy they try. We see Calvin Bassey they do him. But for Kevin Akpoguma yesterday, nonsense. Every now and then he was always caught off guard. Is it that make the attackers they catch him off guard, or maybe they dribble him, they enter
or
inside?
Or manager they body
exactly.
Everywhere.
Because I don't understand how you as a center back, when we say you don't declare saying, wait till you want to play with this, you can't get the chance. You don't confidently do the work. The best way even come to do the work, the best way we say, no, even they climb up to one play center back. Normally, the left back is supposed to play for us.
Everywhere where you don't play for that defense, Calvin Bassey, you don't show working.
So, what do they talk about? You can't go, the one way can't even surprise me pass now, the worst of them all. I don't know why he played that much minutes. Because for me, he never played well for Brentford this season. Never played plenty matches.
Yeah.
Onyeka. I've even liked to see that Rafael Onyedika more than say I see, what's his name? Onyeka play that much minutes.
Yeah.
Because for me, he just did everywhere. Nothing they do for that midfield. Break up play? No. Give passes? No. Make tackles where they say go break attack of Algeria? No. So you begin to wonder how and what will be the essence of these friendly matches if we know they see how our boys feel play against strong opponents for Africa.
See, me could just immediately talk about the goalkeeper error as we take wrap up. Since after Carl Ikeme, like I talk, Vincent Enyama and Carl Ikeme, we don't see at least 4 goalkeeper errors that don't cost us so many good things. One of them, for the Nations Cup against Algeria. I know some people go still they thought say, okay, maybe Daniel Akpeyi fought for that freaky, but trust me.
Who be fault? Which person fault?
I don't know. Some people say no be fault because see the positioning of Akpeyi. No. See where Mahrez put the ball still beat him, enter.
No,
you come out from that free kick.
Every day and twice on Sunday.
I'm telling you. You come out from that free kick. You can't enter Nations Cup 2019. The fine boy Okoye, where Nsekni from shoot that ball? Eh? I don't know people don't give excuse tire. Oh, he bounce for in front. He no bounce for in front. He swerve. You know swerve. He do this one. He no do that one. From that place, I didn't get in touch that ball. Oh, that ball take time. That one cost us second round exit for Nations Cup. He can't reach Ghana. World Cup qualifier. Francis Uzoho, World Cup qualifier against Ghana.
Ball where you go catch, simple.
Ball where you go catch. He come from his armpit, pass against Ghana for Abuja. We see they talk that one. Madiko Okoye carry home, come again for friendly match against Algeria team B. Friendly match. He come with a dash back mangolo. Friendly match. Then he come reach yesterday again.
We still see Uzoho.
Again yesterday, Uzoho from 25 yards.
The problem now be say we don't even get goalkeeper if we save our blushes.
We don't get goalkeeper if we save our goalkeepers.
Because at this point, we don't try everything. Adeleye, I don't know why they don't get confidence in that one. We don't see that one. Okoye.
Alan Pasu.
Ezenwa. All of them, we don't try. Me, I go advise going forward because I don't want to waste time on this goalkeeper stuff because for me, we don't try those hands, Maduka and Uzo, and they don't fail us.
Yeah.
Make we go back to our local leagues. We'll go find goalkeeper. Mm. And the sweet thing we say, the local goalkeeper coach where they as one of the technical crew, now home-based man,
okay.
Ikeshoromu, in day Nigeria, almost 24-7, making day with one of the goalkeepers where we say, we'll go feed the invite from home base.
At least they may not carry this guy, go Super Eagles, John Noble, even though they never really
even though that one too not to impress me. Sawa, better goalkeepers day for Nigeria. The only thing they just need to give him that exposure. For me, I feel say, at this point, you know, feed they say you want to give Maduka Okoye and Francis Oho trainings again on top goalkeeping.
Because it's all keep for World Cup 2018.
Papa, which kind of training you
Maduka want to keep for Nations Cup 2022?
Which kind of training you want to
keep? So waiting again, which is, and me and a few say we don't even, they're very patient with Uzoho.
Exactly.
From 2018, we thought say,
and nah, 17 years, you never still hold that shirt. Say,
2018, 2019, yes, we know since get that injury we get against Brazil.
Yeah.
In a way, affect in development and all of that. But 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022.
We still make the same mistake.
Make this kind of mistake.
No. So we need to go back to where we always get goalkeepers from. Mm-hmm. We go to our local league. Yeah. I wonder if we get 20 teams for MPFM. We no get two good goalkeepers. Our two
or three.
Maybe they contest with Uzoho and Maduka. No. And if at all, if the new coach, the new goalkeeper coach won't work, make inside the work with the local base. Because apparently, all the workings where the other ones don't work with Maduka Okoye and Uzo, now nothing will bring us. So, Moku will try something new. Moku will try something new with the home base goalkeepers. Moku will see where the goalkeeper carry us go. Instead of still relying on this foreign base. By the way, how many times Maduka Okoye they keep for Watford? If you ask that question. How many times?
Probably.
The one where they keep for Cyprus. How many times do they see him? So, Sarah, for me, the best way of this one, go back to local boys. At least we will get two goalkeepers from our local scene where go fit, at least they hold down that shit. Or they give competition to these boys.
The best goalkeepers that we don't get over the years.
Now, home base.
You know, Vincent Enyama, Naimba boy, joined the national team and all of that. All them, Peter Rufai. I don't say Peter Rufai can't go keep for Spain and all of that, but if you check him, you know, all of them start from here. Even self, we don't even get much patience with people like Abiodun Barua. One mistake we all do, like you carry leg up, go passing to Rose. And there would they tell him, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and all of those things. You know, so make we look inside. Home base goalkeepers. I don't say we get names we don't do over the years. Theophilus and Fellow Kai, Chijoke Joe, all those ones we don't do over the years. But at least you get the ones where they come up now. Make we try them.
Don't relate to them.
This, now Football Afrique. And +234. Join us again next week for another episode. Football Republic.